US W4CTW. US W4CTW.
November 4, Alpha Kilo, Sunset, South Carolina, testing a handheld.
4DWD, KI, 4DTY. 4DWD, KI, 4DTY. Attach, KI, 4DTY, I'm on the side, mobile.
DTY, N4ZLK, hey Daniel. Here on 26, so let me know if I'm not making it.
Never making it clear. How's it going today? What you up to?
Visit my daughter up in Fletcher. She had a doctor's appointment this morning, and while she was there, I had lunch with my son. He's up here working up this way. Works for a company up in East Flat Rock. So got to see two of them today. Enjoyed the time.
That's cool. You got to see both of your kids, or at least two of them. That's always special. I'm looking forward to that and not looking forward to them being that old. So I have mixed feelings.
That old, then that means you're older. And they don't need you as much. But it's nice to be able to visit them as adults.
Not sure where you live, but are you quite a ways from them?
Lives in Fletcher. It's about a 50-55 minute drive from where I live. And the other three, when they're at home, are about 30 minutes away. So we're all pretty close.
There's six siblings in my family. We all live about 30 minutes away from our, you know, my parents. So there's always somebody close to them if they need something. But I hope, you know, selfishly, I kind of hope my kids don't go too far away. But, of course, I want the best for them, too.
I understand. Our youngest and his wife were looking at working in Alaska, moving up there permanently at one time. And while they would have enjoyed what they, you know, could have possibly been doing, it would have been hard for us, I think.
I totally agree. You want the best for them, but you still want to see them too. But that would have been hard. A friend of mine, his daughter, they live here in South Carolina as well. But his daughter she's a doctor and she's a part of the Army, and they just moved her to Alaska. So that's funny you mentioned that. So she's up there, and as soon as they hired her, I think she went straight to being, they ranked her pretty high. I think she's a captain, which is pretty crazy.
Well, captain's a lot easier than, once you start getting higher than that, it's a little more difficult. But, yeah, my oldest son is a captain in the Air Force, and he kind of said, there's a lot of captains. I mean, you have to work for it. You have to be there for a while. It's a lot easier to become a captain than it is to become a major.
That's crazy. No, it's funny because she wasn't even, I guess, part of the Army. They hired her on as she was nearing the end of her becoming a doctor, and gave her some perks and told her she'd be a captain if she came over. So she did. So she's doing that. Yeah, hopefully you can still hear me. You were breaking up just a little bit. But I haven't heard you on in a while, but I also haven't been on late at night as much. But I actually saw one of our mutual friends today, and I told him to give you my number.
Hear me, I'm in Patrick's Black Hole up here on 25. If you can get to the Scion repeater, 285, I'll meet you over there. And for that, I'll check if you can hear me.
Back with that, that frequency one more time.
That frequency, if you can hear me.
up there. Give me that frequency one more time.
There's a conversation going on over there. 147-285. I'll just stay here.
Yeah. I had lunch with one of our mutual friends today, and I told him to pass along my telephone number to you.
For it. I understand you got an 857D.
It up, and I'm trying to see if it works. I'm pretty sure it does, but apparently my brain cannot handle figuring out how to program this thing, so I may need to pick your brain if you're familiar with them.
I'm talking with Patrick about that. I think he's got one, too, and I actually went through and learned some more stuff on it the last couple nights. It's got some pretty good features. It's a great little radio. I've been using it for CW, but I figured out some other stuff on it, too, that I didn't know, which makes it even better. Just got to learn the menus, but I'll be happy to get with you sometime and show you, show you how to use some of the things on it.
To get onto the 2-meter side just to see if it would work, and I can hear people on the 2-meter side, but I cannot seem to send. I'm sure it's something I'm doing wrong, but I cannot seem to figure out how to program a repeater.
Do you have a manual that came with it?
I went through the manual, and I thought I was doing everything it said to do, but I know it's me. I'm not blaming the unit. I just cannot seem to figure it out.
That unit used or new from the factory or from the store?
Used. That was one of these Hamfest things, and so there was one in Greenwood 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I bought it used from there.
KO4HKX.
It could have the offset might be set wrong in there or something like that. There's a couple different settings, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. I use it on 2-meter or VHF and UHF as well. Go ahead, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Shane, just tell him to quit pushing the buttons. He can't stop.
You push buttons, and I've pushed every button on the stupid thing to try to get it to work.
That is okay. I got you. Now it makes sense. He's a button pusher. maybe this next button will make it work.
All right, well, guys, I'm all hop out. I got to get here and help a friend, KO4HKX. Be safe, both of you.
Daniel, don't you just love those people that jump right in to make a comment and then leave?
That's the truth. They just want to kind of push that knife in a little deeper there. Now, I'm not afraid to admit I'm a button pusher, and it's kind of like, you know how when you're late and you're not sure where you're going and you tend to drive faster and faster and faster, even if you're going the wrong way? I'm kind of the same way, but when it comes to buttons, you know, I'll push a button here, push a button there, try to get it to work, and then the more and more I try to get it to work, the more and more frantic I get with the button pushing.
You got to slow down, take a deep breath, stop touching things. I will have to say the menu system, it's not, if I designed it, I'd probably put some things that are more related closer to each other. Some of the stuff spread out. But, you know, once you learn it, it's not that bad. It's just, it just doesn't make a lot of sense in how a lot of it's set up. But it's got a lot of good features on it. It's a good little radio, but there is a lot. I learned something on it all the time, but I did learn several more things that made the usage more pleasant. So I'll be happy to get with you sometime.
But it'd be, I'm sure if it's on the phone, that's great. But even if we met in person sometime, that would be great to finally get to meet you as well.
What's your first? Make sure.
I'll do that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'd like to. I've got it set up at the house, and It's a, like I said, I have my little keyer set up to it. And when I do voice or phone, I go over to my older radio, my 757 GX, and I'll use that for phone, and then I'll just switch it to this one for CW. I like the features on it for Morse code, so can dial it in a little better than I can on my older radio.
So I didn't know you did Morse code. Well, I take that back. I think I heard you talking one time to Tom about how you were trying to work on some Morse code stuff. But you pretty heavy into that?
Well, I'm learning it at a higher speed for almost a year now. Pretty regularly. I had a few breaks here and there, but I was working at it pretty good. Several months, 6 or 8 months, I was doing it, practicing every day. And I've started making some contacts now. I'm not fluent at it, and I'm slow, but I've made several contacts. And I'm getting there, and I enjoy it. So when I turn it on now, the first thing I do is I turn it right into, and I go around and listen for some CW activity.
Crazy, because my brain don't work like that. It don't work in dots and dashes. But you can understand it pretty well.
And if it's slow enough, I can. And of course, there's certain phrases that, you know, I recognize right away, even if they're going fast. I can recognize it, because just through the years. But general conversation, that's a little bit more difficult. And I'll miss a few letters here and there, but, you know, a lot of times you can fill in the blanks with the word. You can figure out what they're saying. You know, I'm still taking it slow. I'm no speed demon, for sure.
What you call it? Is it still a QSO, but have you QSO'd or CW'd with Tom?
Nobody that I know yet. There's a guy in Tryon. He's doing there's a kind of like a contest going on this month for a straight key century club, and he's one of the operators, and I've actually worked him twice, and he commented that, you know, we live just right down the road from each other, which I saw that when he gave his call. So, but yeah, nobody I know personally yet. N4ZLK.
KTY. Nah, that's cool. I wasn't sure if you had worked with or, you know, talked to him through CW. I know Chad was learning it too, I think. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's good at it. It seems like everything he tackles, he can kind of learn pretty quick. But I know he was learning it as well.
I'd heard he was, but there's somebody else that's learning, and he was meeting on a regular basis with another local ham. I think they both live near Traveler's Rest. And I heard them one morning communicating, but they were, it's weird, because they were both really far down in the noise. They're only, both of them are about 16 miles from me, but the way conditions were, I could barely make them out, but I knew it was them. I could hear their call signs.
That's crazy. To me, it's just like a different part of your brain, and the fact that it even makes sense is amazing to me, but that is too cool. But no, I'm definitely going to have to pick your brain about this 857, because I really would like to use it for my, almost like a go bag type scenario, something that, you know, when I'm hiking or something, I can take with me and try to do maybe, I'm not quite a skilled, person when it comes to that, but it'd be fun to take the radio with me and try to make a couple contacts.
Get you set up on that, and I'll be happy to help you out. It's got a lot of features. There's a lot of hidden features in there. The menus go pretty deep, and it'll do a lot for as small as it is, and which I like that. It doesn't take up a lot of room on my desk, and it does every band, so, you know, HF 80 through 70 centimeters, so I like that, and all modes, too.
For a while now, an 857, and finally when I went to that ham fest, and Patrick told me he saw one at a table. I was like, oh, man. So I went over there and started talking to them, and it was a silent key, so they were trying to sell it for him. But they couldn't tell me if the 2-meter side worked or not. They said they knew the HF side did, but they were not sure about the HF side, I mean the 2-meter side. And so I just, that's been the only thing I've been a little nervous about. Wasn't sure if I need to send the unit in or not, but I think the 2-meter side does work. I think it's just me, but I try to do a hard reset on it, and it doesn't seem like it's taking. So I don't know.
HT or another radio in your house that you could set up on a simplex frequency and just see if you can get, you know, transmit one to the other?
I didn't think about doing that. You're talking about setting up the 57 just simplex and just trying to transmit on the 2-meter side?
If you got an HT, you can turn on to pick any simplex frequency and then set that, you know, the 857 to that same frequency and then just see if you can transmit, see if you hear it on your other radio.
I didn't even think about doing that. Let me try, I'll try that tonight when I have a chance to at least see if it works. I'm pretty sure it's the whole repeater side of it. It's just me. I don't have something dialed in. That was one thing. I couldn't figure out how to get it on the negative side. And then when I was trying to do the offset at the 0.06, I could not figure out where to do that because the offset was just doing like, 60 to 200.
Function in there that it needs to be set. I would think that it would come set if it was new or from the factory. It should come preset to that offset, as well as it automatically puts in the shift unless that's been turned off. And now there is a hidden menu. When you press the menu button, press and hold it for 1 second. If you scroll down to, I think it's zero, menu setting zero, it'll ask you some kind of question like either full menu or hidden menu or something, and then you want to select yes for that, and that'll bring every menu item out. I think there's 90 of them, but if you can hide a bunch of them, the ones you don't use all the time, you can actually hide it so you don't have to scroll through every number trying to find what you're looking for.
That's okay. Well, then that's what I need to look for, because there's definitely some things hidden because it was jumping through numbers when I was scrolling through the menu. So I have to check that out. Again, I still don't understand why I cannot seem to do a hard reset on it. But I'm going to, if I have time tonight, try to play around with it. I've been out of town and about to go out of town again and just haven't had time to mess with it a lot. But I'm going to try that and at least see if I can do simplex to myself.
The menu, go down to the low, either 0 or 1 or 2, somewhere down there at the low end. I think it's 0, and it'll should give you some option of seeing full menu or hidden menu or something. And when you select the number with the left select button, it's underneath the volume button. Yeah, that's how you change the menus. It should be your big rotator dial. Once you, let's say you fall on menu number zero, if you turn the big dial, it'll select all the options in that menu, in that number one, or that number setting. So every time you select a new menu setting, you turn the big dial to change that setting.
Then, because that definitely helps me find some of those things that I was looking for, because there was a couple menu items, like I said, with offset, I simply just could not find it. But I'll check that out. But anyways, I'm to my destination, and I need to take care of this job real quick. But thanks for the cue, sir. I'm glad you jumped on.
Yeah, I understand your brother's license now. I think that's who you were calling, so congratulations. We'll talk to you again, Daniel. Have a good day, and we'll get together or talk to me on the phone or something. We'll get you straightened out. We'll try to get you straightened out anyway. KI4DTY, N4ZLK, 73.
That is the key word there. My wife's been trying to do that for years. But, no, my brother did just get his license, and I've been trying to get him to talk on the radio more. But anyways, it was great talking to you, and again, I'm glad you jumped on, because I've been wondering where you were at. So, this is KI4DTY and all 373s, and have a safe drive on the way home, Shane. Talk to you later.